With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Labor unions have faced tough times during the Trump administration. Heading into 2020, the Labor Department is expected to continue rolling back Obama-era rules and policies that made union organizing a little bit easier. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Labor unions finished 2019 with some momentum. The UAW held tough in a strike against GM, and the AFL-CIO won better labor protections in the new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. But going forward, the Labor Department's making it harder for unions to organize, collect dues, and fight anti-union campaigns. Ben Zipperer at the Economic Policy Institute says there could be new limits on who can even be in a union.
The Trump administration has proposed that graduate student workers shouldn't be counted as employees with protected bargaining rights.
The pendulum is swinging back toward employers, says Shannon Farmer at law firm Ballard Spahr.
It's going to make it harder for unions to get very quick elections and catch employers unprepared, which a lot of employers felt happened under the existing rules.
Last year, union membership fell to 10.5% of the U.S. workforce, half what it was in the early 1980s. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.